Well, God bless you on today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess, Sr., Co-Pastor here at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan, along with my son, Dr. E.R. Hess, Jr. We serve as co-pastors, and we're so thankful for this outreach ministry and for those of you that are part of this great outreach ministry. Listen, I just wanted to give you a quick word on today. We had a glorious, glorious Resurrection Sunday and didn't get a chance to say a lot about our new theme for the month of April, and I just wanted to have something to say on today and just give you a quick word. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, the King James Version, it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." I'm just going to take that today for this quick word. Our theme for the month of April is living a sanctified life. And here's the key: for God's purpose. Living a sanctified life for God's purpose. And then the subtitle is, "Are you available to be used by God?" And to be used by God for His purpose. Saved people, we are saved and we have a purpose. We're not just saved from something, we're actually saved for something, or we're saved unto something, or to do something. Not just to be rescued, not just to be repurposed, not just to be forgiven, not just to have an assignment. But when we declare that we're saved for God's purpose, what we're doing is we're stepping into a spiritual identity that refuses to settle for casual Christianity. What this phrase really means on today is salvation is your beginning and not your finish line. I said salvation is your beginning and not your finish line. God didn't save us to sit. He saved us to serve. He saved us to shine. He didn't save us to hide. He saved us to shine. He also saved us for stewardship, to be stewards of His will. And so our purpose is actually embedded in our spiritual DNA. I said our purpose is embedded in our spiritual DNA. Because before you were born, God wrote assignments into our lives. Salvation reconnects us with those divine assignments that God puts into us and assigns us before our birth. Sanctification aligns us with our divine intention. Yes, God has given each one of us that are saved a divine intention. The purpose isn't fulfilled just by talent alone, but purpose is actually fulfilled by a sanctified life that can carry God's weight. You can't be a novice and carry God's weight. Your life becomes a vessel, not a display case. Purpose is not about being seen. It's about being used. Purpose is a declaration for our spirit. We're saved for God's purpose. Our lives are not random. Our steps are ordered of the Lord. Our gifts are consecrated. And even our story is redeemed. Our future is actually a sign. And so we belong to God. And when you belong to God, you have to be available for His will and for His purpose. We're saved by grace. That's the doorway. Ephesians 2 and 8 and 9. We're saved for good works. That's our assignment. We're saved into sanctification. That's our preparation. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 3. This is where we can draw the distinction between saved and satisfied, or saved and sanctified. We have to be saved and satisfied, and also we have to be saved and sanctified, because we're saved not for our purpose. That's what I really want to, I'm going kind of fast here, but I'm going to slow down. Because we're not saved for our purpose. Jesus did not come to the cross, die and shed His blood, go into the ground and rise on Resurrection Sunday for our purpose. He did that for God's purpose. Jesus did not do all of that so that we could be successful. When you look at the Word of God, it lets us know in many, many places how salvation is the greatest miracle God ever performed in the human soul. But salvation is not the end of the story. Salvation is the beginning of divine purpose, God's divine purpose. Many believers, they stop at forgiveness, but God saved us for function. He redeemed us for assignment, and He sanctified us to be used by Him. We were not saved to wander. We were not saved to waste time. We were not saved to blend in. We were not saved to live aimlessly. We were not saved for anything other than for God's purpose. The resurrection season reminds us that Jesus didn't rise so that we could sit. He rose so that we could serve. So salvation is the doorway, not the destination. Paul gives us the full picture in Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and 10. Saved by grace, saved through faith, saved unto good works, saved for God's purpose, and saved into sanctification. So many people, they only preach the first two. They only preach about saved by grace through faith. Many believers only hear that. But the Holy Ghost is restoring the last three. Not only are we saved by grace or saved through faith, we're saved unto good works. We're saved for God's purpose. We're saved into sanctification. We were not just saved from something. We were saved for something. So salvation changes our status. We go from sinner to saint. We go from guilty to justified. We go from condemned to being forgiven. Because sanctification, it changes our usefulness. If you're going to be useful for the Lord, you have to be living a saved and sanctified life. God doesn't just want us saved. He wants us saved, but God doesn't just only want us saved. He wants us usable. Purpose changes each of our direction. Purpose gives our salvation assignment. We are God's workmanship, not our own project. So when you look at the resurrection and you look at how the resurrection activates purpose, Romans 6 and 4 says we are to walk in the newness of life. Newness of life is not a feeling, it's a function. When Jesus got up, everything connected to your destiny got up with Jesus. When Jesus got up, your calling got up, your assignment got up, your gift got up, your spiritual authority got up, your purpose got up. So the resurrection is not just a historical event, as I said on Sunday, it's a fact. It is a personal activation. Resurrection life is directional. It pulls you toward God's intention for your life. Not for your intentions for your life, but for God's intentions for your life. And so resurrection life is transformational. It breaks old cycles. And it also births new patterns. Jesus' life is missional. The resurrection life is a missional life. As the Father has sent me, so send you. You're not saved to survive. You're saved to be sent. You're saved to be useful. You're saved to be used. You're saved for God's purpose. And then purpose absolutely requires a sanctified life. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 3, this is the will of God, even your sanctification. So purpose is not fulfilled by talent, it's fulfilled by sanctification. Sanctification is God shaping you for His purpose, not for your purpose or my purpose or for our purpose. He is sanctifying us and shaping us for God's purpose. That's our theme for this month. He removes everything that would sabotage our assignment. He purifies what would pollute our calling. He actually strengthens what would collapse under pressure, because the weight that God has on our assignment, it requires sanctification. The unsanctified can be gifted, but not always trusted. God will not place eternal purpose in an unyielded vessel. God will not place eternal purpose in an unyielded vessel. Because sanctification, what it does, it aligns us with our divine intention. So purity protects our purpose. Obedience unlocks our purpose. Consecration sustains our purpose that God has for us, which is His purpose. And so purpose without sanctification becomes self-promotion. And that's the society that we're living in now. It's generally about self-promotion. Sanctification without purpose becomes stagnation. But sanctified purpose becomes kingdom transformation. Purpose is always bigger than us. 2 Timothy 1:9, we're called according to his own purpose, the Bible says. God's purpose is not about my comfort. It's about his kingdom. Purpose outlives each one of us. Purpose is the part of us that keeps working after we've been called home. Purpose is not optional. You don't get to negotiate with God about why he saved us. He saved us for his purpose. His purpose is not seasonal. You don't retire from purpose. You mature into purpose. Purpose is not personality driven. God doesn't need our charisma. He needs our consecration. Because purpose is not about platform. It's about obedience. We're saved for God's purpose, not for our preference. We have to walk in God's purpose. I'm going to close it out. A sanctified believer must walk in God's purpose and in God's intentionality. We have to surrender our will for his will, because purpose begins where our will ends. Purpose begins where our will ends. So we have to submit the gifts that God has given us, because our gifts are not for applause. Our gifts are for our assignment. So we need to seek God's direction, need to seek his purpose, make sure that his purpose is revealed through prayer, scripture, and sanctified listening. We have to separate from distractions. Purpose requires focus, because we cannot walk in purpose while entertaining what God delivered us from. We cannot walk in God's purpose while we're yet entertaining what God delivered us from. So we have to be faithful, because purpose is not discovered in comfort. It's discovered in obedience. I said purpose is not discovered in comfort. It is discovered in obedience. We thank God for his goodness. I want you to know today, as I shut it down, we are not an accident. You're not a mistake. You're not random. You're not just somebody wandering. You're not purposeless. But you are saved for God's purpose. So that means three things. We have to surrender and say, Lord, not my will, but thine will be done. And we have to ask the Lord to sanctify us and make us a vessel that he can trust. Then the final one is our assignment. Is, Lord, show me what you saved me for. Not just what you saved me from, but what you saved me for. If we're not honoring God's purpose, we're wasting time. But we were sanctified for his purpose and for his glory, and not our will, but his will be done. Salvation is the miracle. Sanctification is the preparation. Purpose is the assignment. And resurrection is the power that makes it all possible for us to do God's purpose and to do God's will. Well, God bless you. Thank God for this day. Pray that you got something out of this on today. May heaven smile upon you.